O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
If I climb up to heaven, you are there.
If I make the grave my bed, you are there also. Yesterday I was crucified with Christ. Today I am glorified with him. Yesterday I was dead with Christ. Today I am sharing in his resurrection. Yesterday I was buried with him. Today I am waking with him from the sleep of death.
Psalm 146.
The Lord shall reign forever.
Alleluia. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. As long as I have any being, I will sing praises to my God. Put not your trust in princes, nor in any human power. For there is no help in them. When their breath goes forth, they return to the earth. On that day, all their thoughts perish.
Happy are those who have the God of Jacob for their help, whose hope is in the Lord their God,
who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps his promise forever,
who gives justice to those that suffer wrong, and bread to those who hunger.
The Lord looses those that are bound. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind.
The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous.
The Lord watches over the stranger in the land. He upholds the orphan and widow. But the way of the wicked he turns upside down.
The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Alleluia. The Lord shall reign forever.
Let us pray. Lord of all, our breath and being come from you, yet our earthly end is dust. As you loose the bound and feed the hungry, so bring us in your mercy through the grave and gate of death to the feast of eternal life, where you reign for evermore.
Amen. A reading from the book of Revelation. I turned to see whose voice it was that spoke to me, and on turning I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the lampstands I saw one like the Son of Man, clothed with a long robe and with a golden sash across his chest. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead, but he placed his right hand on me, saying, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last, and the living one. I was dead, and see, I am alive for ever and ever, and I have the keys of death and of Hades."
Blessed are the peacemakers,
for they will be called children of God.
Let us pray to the Lord, who is our refuge and stronghold, for the health of our nation and of every nation, that all who are fearful and anxious may know freedom from worry. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the healing of the sick, that they may be delivered from their affliction, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For those who heal and those who govern, that grace and inspiration will guide them, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For those who desire healing of mind, that in this time of anxiety and uncertainty, they may know comfort. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Let us pray. Christ, yesterday and today, the beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega, all time belongs to you and all ages. To you be glory and power through every age and forever. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
May the risen Christ give us his peace.
Alleluia. Amen.